The U.S. Senate has yet to vote on President Trump's nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court, conservative Judge Brett Kavanaugh. But one of the biggest questions remains, if Kavanaugh or another conservative is approved, what would happen with the reproductive rights case Roe v. Wade? As WUWM's Mayan Silver reports, if the case was overturned, what would happen to abortion law in Wisconsin is uncertain.
A handful of protesters who oppose abortion congregate across the street from a clinic on Farwell Avenue in Milwaukee. They're holding signs, singing, and chanting. Affiliated Medical Services is one of four clinics in the state that provides abortions. At the clinic door, you can hear music being pumped out to encourage calm.
So just something with a good, even tempo, just to effectively drown out everything the antis are saying.
That's Adam Cable, one of the volunteers who stand in rainbow vests, ready to escort women inside. Because of Roe v. Wade and the other federal cases that came after it, Wisconsin law currently has to protect the right to an abortion prior to fetal viability. Viability has been defined as the point in which the fetus could live outside the womb. But if federal law is overturned, that could change. State lawmakers could enact new restrictions or reenact old ones. In fact, Wisconsin still has a long-standing law on the books that is unenforceable because of Roe v. Wade. Marquette Law Professor Peter Rofus says that that law was originally written more than 150 years ago.
Right in the middle of the 19th century, Wisconsin passed a law common of state laws in the 19th century that essentially forbade all abortions with exceptions, but essentially rendered abortion against the law.
That 19th century law has never been repealed. Rofus says the law would make it a felony for a provider to conduct an abortion. The only exception is an abortion provided to save the woman's life. Would that law be enforceable if the U.S. Supreme Court were to overturn Roe v. Wade? Rofus says Wisconsin courts would have to decide. Or the Wisconsin legislature could pass legislation saying that the old law kicks in. But he says no outcomes are certain.
We are not a state, unlike four others, with a so-called trigger law that would have our ban on abortion immediately spring back within a certain number of days after a certain legal development occurs.
Some attorneys, including Attorney General Brad Schimmel, believe Wisconsin's ban would take effect if Roe v. Wade was overturned. Schimmel signed his name to a white paper on the topic in 2012 when he was Waukesha District Attorney. For its part, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is getting ready for whatever happens. Nicole Safar, the organization's director of public policy and legal advocacy, says that either way, there would be a chilling effect on abortion providers. She says Planned Parenthood is doing everything in its power to prevent that.
So we are organizing our supporters. We're talking to voters about the importance of electing candidates who support access to reproductive health care. We do all kinds of petitions, both online and at events. We're tabling at festivals and fairs all across the state.
If Roe v. Wade was overturned, Heather Weininger of Wisconsin Right to Life would be pleased to see the door open for the abortion ban on the books. She says her organization fights those who seek to have the law repealed every legislative cycle. She says Wisconsin Right to Life wouldn't want to add any more exceptions into the law, like making abortion legal in the case of rape or incest.
If it's not currently written into law, we certainly would not want to add that into our laws. A child's life shouldn't be determined by how they were conceived.
Weininger says Wisconsin Right to Life is also paying attention to the fall elections, working to elect candidates who will back the organization's point of view. In the case that Roe v. Wade was to be overturned, both sides anticipate legal and legislative challenges. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM.